You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Three, two, one. Here we go.
Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How are you this week? Everyone.
Oh my God, so good. Thanks for asking. Yes. On behalf of everyone.
Yeah, everyone is so great.
Everyone's amazing.
I am Mark Adam. I am in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I am KTG, and I am in Halifax, Nova Scotia, more specifically Tantallon. But
Tantallon.
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 However you want to call it, that's where I is.
That's where we are. So yeah. Welcome
that's
to the
where
show.
I reside.
Yeah, welcome
back, episode 12.
I'm excited.
Man, these are flying.
Yeah, I can't believe it's episode 12, plus we've done some bonus stuff, and yeah. So follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/parenting. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/parentingpod, and or at parentingpod, Instagram at parentingpodcast, Snapchat, which I finally figured out last week or week before. We're just
killing it.
Just parenting. Follow us. Once we have a few followers, we'll start putting some stuff up there. Yeah. And then subscribe to us on YouTube. That's a big one for us, actually.
Yeah, please go subscribe.
Yeah, we would
also,
really
appreciate
that.
Also, I need to be horrible and pause because I plugged my laptop in because it was dying. And I was like, oh, I'll just plug it into this wall here. But I didn't realize that in my living room, if you don't have the light turned on, the plug's not on. So my thing is flashing at me that I have 6% left.
Maybe.
So I need to go turn that light on.
You go turn that light on, and I'll keep telling people about the audio versions of the podcast and where they can hear that. Go.
Okay, BRB, bye.
Okay. So you can also subscribe to our audio podcast. We're available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, depending on which device you're on, Google Podcasts, as well as Google Play Music. We're on Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Anchor. Anchor's the biggest one. If you go to anchor.fm/parenting, you can actually choose to support us, which is absolutely amazing. So we actually get, basically whatever you send us. So if you want to choose to give us $2 a month, $5 a month, whatever. It might not seem like a big deal to you, but it's absolutely a huge deal to us. And if you want to get some bonus content for supporting us, then you can go over to Patreon, patreon.com/parenting, and you can actually get bonus content depending on what tier you choose. You get different stuff. It's very, very cool. I really would appreciate if you would have a look at that. And welcome back, Katie. We saw your screen flickering. There was some stuff going on, but now you're back and we're settled in. Yeah.
I am here. Yeah. It's funny. Cause I turned the light on and then it still wasn't charging. I'm like, what the actual fuck? And then I realized that the extension cord that I plugged it into wasn't plugged into the wall because the kids unplug it when they get their batteries get low on their phones because it has to be attached to them at all costs.
And how dare they put the plug back in that they took out when they took their phone charger, right?
No, God, that's like, why would they? Most of the time they take other people's chargers, not even like their own. They're like, oh, we're just gonna unplug your thing that's already plugged into this, into the wall. I'm gonna take that and like go over here and then leave it here, and then your stuff's now not plugged in, so you're welcome.
Well, that's not cool.
So like, happy Saturday.
yeah, you're looking a little more dark than normal, but you're in a different room than normal.
I am. The lighting's a little weird. It's like, oh my God, I'm home alone this weekend.
And you were just like, I'm not doing this in bed to this week.
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sit in my bed and do it this week. So I am in the living room where I've got like tried to open the window a bit, and then we still have like our Christmas lights kind of up, but they're kind of hanging down. So they're going to like smash against the window. It's like, I'm having a time.
It sounds it. Yes. A little on the stressed side, but I feel like you'll make it through.
No, I mean, I'm not really stressed. It's just when we went to go do this, I'm like, oh yeah, it's going to take me 5 seconds. I'll set this all up. And then everything's just not working.
Hey, that's the story of life. And so those watching the live feed, this is going up a little late today. So that's how it is.
Rolling with the punches.
You're going to have to deal with it. And so anyway, it is what it is. So what else happened to you this week?
This week is pretty chill week. It's been like work nonstop because we're super busy. So, I mean, that's really kind of it. Rod is in right now in Moncton with Jillian, who plays Ringette. So they're at a tournament in Moncton. So that's where they are. And Allie is at her mom's because the girls don't come back here until Monday. So I have an entire weekend to myself.
How often does that happen?
Never.
So is your plan to just do nothing, or are you just going to be drunk until they get home?
Okay. So I struggle with this because last night I had all intents. My intent was to come home. I got some beer. I was like, I'm going to mad clean this house like last night so that it'll be clean for like the weekend, because it needs to be cleaned in here. But when there's people and kids in it, like I lose all like motivation. So
so
last night I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna do this. And then I proceeded to have, you know, beer, and then decided that I was too drunk at that point to actually clean anything. So went to bed early. I was in bed at like 10 o'clock.
Been there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a good night's sleep. So I'm like ready to go today. I got up and I, you know, cleaned the kitchen, organized some stuff, got laundry on, you know, went to go to McDonald's to get my iced coffee. They were out. I cried a little. Not really sure how you run out of iced coffee, but
how do you, have coffee and you have ice.
Literally. But I guess it's the flavoring
syrup
that they
or
put
whatever.
In it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, just throw some coffee in some ice and give it to me. I will throw some sugar in it when I get home. Like, please just give me coffee.
Yeah.
He actually laughed at me. He's like, I am really sorry. I'm like, it's not your fault, bro. Like, I really needed that coffee.
Yeah. It's not your fault, but my entire week has just fallen apart.
Yeah. Like, my Saturday's completely ruined. But, like, other than that, it's fine.
Thanks, Mickey D's.
I actually tweeted it out. I was like, I went to McDonald's and they were out of iced coffee. So basically what I'm saying is Saturday's ruined.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
100%. Totally. So yesterday,
yes.
So the previous Saturday I had played my show. I played the first Saturday of every month at this restaurant in the Exchange District here in Winnipeg. And
yeah.
I borrowed a speaker and stand from a buddy of mine to do the show, and he came over yesterday to get it. But he's a good friend of mine. Him and I have been friends since before Amelia was born. And
mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, Amelia, Drew's going to be coming over this afternoon. He's going to pick up the speaker and whatever, and he'll have lunch with us. And so she's like, oh, but at the time she was like talking to her stuffed animals.
Okay.
Like, she was like, she was playing whatever pretend game she was playing. So she's talking to stuffed animals. And she says, she stops. Said, you know, Drew's coming over. She goes, oh. And then she looks over at her stuffed animals and goes, he's Papa's best friend. And he's nice and he has very black skin. And I just died. I died.
Oh my God. The innocence is so cute.
I know.
Very observant.
Oh. Amelia, I'm recording. She's yelling at me right now.
Oh my God. Love it.
What are you saying? I need you to come here. Okay. Give Papa 52 minutes. I'll be right there. Okay, I better handle this. Katie, can you hold down the fort? I'll be right back.
You do your thing. I don't really know how I top that kind of story, but I do have a good story this week from a friend of mine at work. I don't know if any of you, when kids are little, they draw pictures.
She wanted to take the thing apart, and I was just like, no, it doesn't come apart. It's actually like fused together. Anyway.
Oh, nice. Anyway. Okay, continue. I was just saying that, I was going to say anyway, is that I have a story today from a friend of mine, but it kind of involves kids draw pictures and do paintings and all of those fun things. And some of them turn out actually quite hilarious because kids are super literal and also super like brutally honest.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you're like self-portraits or the portraits they do of you. You're like, wow, I didn't know I had so many obvious flaws on my face, but cool. Thank you for pointing every single one of them out.
Yeah.
So I've got one of those for you today.
Nice. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yes.
My so she was watching one of those YouTube kids videos today, and yes. It was like Ryan's Toy Review or whatever, and I absolutely hate that series of videos, not because of Ryan, but I hate his mother.
Oh, okay.
Her voice.
And is this like a separate like channel? Like this is just his channel that he reviews toys?
Yeah, it's like Ryan's Toy Review, and then it's just them playing all the time. Which is fine.
Right.
But his mother has the most aggravating voice of any human being I might have ever heard on the internet.
Really? Like, so what makes it aggravating?
It's just, Ryan, why are you doing that, Ryan? Ryan! Ryan!
While he's making the video?
Yes, the whole time. The whole time. Anyway, there was this one part where, and they're like a Filipino family. He, like the kid, they're playing like Shark Attack, and she has this big shark puppet on her arm, and she's chasing him around with the camera behind it, so it looks like the shark is, like, chasing him or whatever. And they're having fun with that, which is fine, whatever. But then the kid goes, "Mom, you're a big fat shark," and she's like, "No, I'm a thin, pretty shark." And I just thought,
you mean I'm a model-esque shark, obviously.
Yeah, it was just super funny. You know, and your thing just reminded me of that. But that happened today. Like, I was watching that video. I was like, that's so funny. I'm not a fat shark. I'm a thin, skinny shark.
Yeah.
She's, objectively, she's not the thinnest lady. Fair, right? But it was just so funny for the kid to be like, you're a big, fat shark.
Yeah. Kids can be dicks.
But in his head, he's probably like just focusing on the shark and being like pretending it's this massive shark, right?
Yeah,
but to her, she's just like, he just commented on my weight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never anything like malicious that they say. It's just I don't know, fucking kids.
Yeah. So okay, speaking of, there's this guy that works at the liquor store here, mm-hmm. and he's a little person.
Okay.
And so we go in there and we're paying and. Like, I put it up on the counter, and I'm, like, just trying to pay and go. And this guy's checking us out. And she looks at him and goes, you're little like me. And I'm just like...
Oh, Amelia did?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what to say to that. Bye! Just take her and run. It's like,
oh, no.
Yeah. So yesterday she was racist, and earlier this week she was discriminating against little people.
Oh, my God. She's so cute. That's the thing. You know what? Nothing really ever prepares you for things that kids will say out in the world. Because they don't say those things to be mean or anything.
No.
They're just extremely observant.
Yeah.
They just say what they see. So like they're not, or like something that they think, I don't know. Kids are just, but it's embarrassing. Like as an adult, because you feel like responsible for the things that they're saying, which half the time, like you can't control what's going to come out of that kid's mouth.
Yep. Tell me about it.
Oh, man. I would be just like, there's certain instances where I think you'd just be mortified of some things that they say.
It's a little bit brutal. But that said,
yeah.
it you know, as a parent, you're just like, so here's some retroactively, here's some guidelines from now on, you know, yeah. We're not going to talk about this. This is, you know,
mm-hmm.
It was just, but yesterday with the Drew thing, I died.
That is so funny. And did you tell Drew that? Because I'm sure that he would have loved that.
I 100% did. I'll tell you that story in a second. Hi, babe. You're still wearing your dance outfit from this morning.
I know.
Yeah?
Oh, hello again.
Yeah. Just coming here to ask you if we could go to the play place so we can go to Build-A-Bear.
You want to go to the mall?
Yeah, so we can go to Build-A-Bear because I want to get the White Knight Fury.
You want the White Knight Fury?
Yeah. I mean Light Fury.
Yeah, the Light Fury?
Yeah.
Well, not today, but maybe another time. Like maybe later this week we could go. Okay? Are you strong? Show everybody your muscles. Look at that.
Ooh,
look at that tank. She's a tank right there. Yeah. You got this big things. So yeah, we can go later this week. But right now, Papa's in the middle of recording, so I'm gonna go back to that, okay? High five. And then right after we're done this, you and Papa are gonna play, right? Apparently we're gonna play Boxer.
Boxer? What's Boxer?
Oh, you're not just punching you. What's Boxer?
I don't know what Boxer is.
A boxer is a person who boxes. Like they go into a big square thing called a ring, and then they box an opponent until one of them falls down and loses. It's actually a pretty brutal sport. Yeah, that's a boxer. Anyway, okay, I'm going to go back to my recording.
Okay, that's a boxer.
No, not right now. I'm recording a thing, remember? That was the deal. Remember? That was the deal. Did you want... Don't. You're going to mess with Papa's sound.
Papa and I are just going to...
Aw, what a nice kiss. Thank you.
Papa, I gave it to this.
Okay. Yeah, hop down. You're just looking for something. Here's how you make... Here, just take these. Go eat these. Talk to you later. Bye. Close the door, please.
Not really sure what that was, but here, just eat this.
It's M&M minis. That's her mother's problem. She's picking her up later.
Boom.
Well, there's only like this many left in the thing because I only give her like three or four of them at a time, even though they're like the minis, and she's just like, oh my god, that was so good. I can't wait till I have some more tomorrow. Like, because I give her so little candy. So.
Yeah.
So there's probably 3 days worth in there. It's like, it's just like the little bottom of the thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Having to kids. With kids.
Yeah. Having kids makes everything take 20 times longer.
There was something that I read earlier this week. It was, I don't know exactly what it was verbatim because I didn't screenshot it. Normally I do, but it was just something basically like, you know, I would love to let my kid, you know, be independent and take his or her time to figure it out and do the thing that they need to do. But I also have fucking shit to do today. So I'm just going to do it and get the hell out of this door. It's like, I'd love for you to have your independence. However, we're on a really tight schedule. So yeah. Let's get this moving.
Normally I would let you figure this out, funny. But today...
Yeah.
Snap, let's go.
Yeah, today you're not figuring it out. Mama's gonna do it or dad's gonna do it and we gotta go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's not too early for a cider, right?
No.
It's like fizzy apple juice.
It's also 2 p.m. where you are or something like that. It's after, you know what I mean? So, I mean,
it is. It's
forget
after
it.
Two.
So who cares?
So whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we doing? Where are we? I don't know what we're doing. Did you tell us about your week? I have no idea what's happening.
Did I tell you about my week? I don't know. I worked. I started a new job this week.
Yes, that's right. Like, because last week you were telling us about not actually working the first time you had to actually you did a show.
Yeah, I ended up playing a show, but yeah. Then Monday.
So how does the actual work?
It's good. Monday I actually started, but I worked a double because I wasn't done my old job until Thursday this week. but I started at the other place on Monday. So it was work, old place Monday morning, then the new job Monday night, old place Tuesday morning. I had Amelia Tuesday night, old place Wednesday morning, new place, old place, new place. Finally, yesterday, I didn't have to go to work.
Right. That's nice. A nice break.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. Yeah. It was good. I enjoyed my 24 hours of not having to go somewhere for work.
Not work. Fair enough.
But anyway, so that was kind of my week, was just working like three doubles in 4 days. And then yesterday I had off and I had Amelia all day. So we just sort of played, and then Drew came over and we just hung out.
You have a very squeaky chair.
I want to figure out how to make it not squeaky, but I think the way to do that is to spend more money on a better chair.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. See, I get the desk for free, and I was like, oh no, now I have nowhere to sit at this desk. So I went and bought this like super cheap computer chair, and, and it's pretty comfy, but it makes a lot of noise.
Yeah. I don't really notice it until it's like quiet, and then you're moving around, and then I can really hear it. Is this the content y'all signed up for or not?
I mean, the reason my chair is crappy is because I have a child. That's the answer. I had a really nice computer chair in Halifax. And then I had to move here.
The one that you tied me to and flung me around your basement with? No, that was a different one.
That was my parents. I was like 10. You're never going to let that go.
I'll never let it down. It was like the most hilarious thing that ever happened.
It was funny. It was pretty funny.
Especially because, like, my dad thought that you were, like, beating me up. And I was like, no, it was fucking hilarious. And he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
that was super funny.
Yeah.
that was actually very funny. Because you were trying to play my video game or something is how it started.
Yeah, you were trying to show me, like, a game on the computer or something. And then I had, like, I don't know if it was, I don't remember if I just didn't have interest in it or I wasn't good at it. I don't know. But then I was trying to do something. And then all of a sudden you were just, like, tying me to the chair.
But that's what kids do.
Yeah, I know. And then you basically pushed me around. It could have gone so bad, because when I think about that, like, can you imagine if, like, you pushed me and then I caught an edge and just flipped over? Like, I just would have went face first into the floor.
I would have found that very funny at the time. However.
I mean, fair, but, like, it's funny that you don't.
The adults in the house would not have thought that.
No, they would not have. It's just funny because when you think about that, like, I remember being a kid and doing stupid shit like that and not even remotely thinking of any consequences of like, oh, if I did this, I could probably get hurt. Like, that never crossed my mind.
One of us is going down. Yeah, no, I feel you there. I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest.
I don't know. You probably weren't thinking. That's the whole point.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess. If you really want to get into that. I don't really want to get into that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
So, in the news. Shall we switch to that?
Sure. Let's keep this train wreck moving, shall we?
That was my train spilling out.
Love that.
Shut up, Adam. Okay.
Someone had to say it.
I often shut myself up. It's fine. So one thing that happened this week in the news was in Atland, BC, they welcomed home children of residential school students.
Okay.
So a homecoming ceremony welcomed former students of residential schools and recognized children of former students and the intergenerational trauma that they've experienced. So do you know about the residential schools? Because
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm from Nova Scotia, and until I moved here, I wasn't educated on the matter either. But essentially, in the 60s, Before it was before that as well, but it up right up into the 60s, Native Canadian families, like the government would come in and take their children away. And what? take them to these schools, and it was called the residential school program, where they were taught Canadian values instead of
their native
culture and all that stuff. So it was basically cultural genocide.
How do I not know about this?
Right?
I feel like I should know about that. I feel like an asshole for not knowing that.
I've lived in Winnipeg for 4.5 years, and I only learned when I moved here what residential schools were all about.
So did the kids live at the school? Is that like
they were taken away and they lived in these boarding schools.
How the actual fuck?
But they were ripped away from their parents.
I honestly feel like an asshole, but I've never heard of this. I feel like I should have, but I did not hear about this.
It's a big deal. And it was only like last year, Justin Trudeau made this big formal apology to the residential school. He was calling them survivors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it's a big, big deal. So, I was blown away by this book, and then being like, I believe this other thing.
Actually, I'm just stirred. It's just not
insane.
In the 60s? Is that what you...
Yeah, it's...
So what was this? So what was, sorry, like what was the, you said there was like a ceremony or something. Is that what it was? Like the welcoming? Did I miss something? Am I like losing it?
They're welcoming them back.
Okay.
Is what it is.
Okay.
It just hurts my heart that that's a thing, like that they were ripped away, but the ceremony this week was like a 2-day gathering, and it was in BC and the Yukon, so it brought people to Atlin, BC. It's this like small community, to share their experiences and start healing and
holy shit.
Yeah, and so there's a... Here you go. I witnessed some people today actually saying they're sorry to the children that we didn't come home with a bunch of skills to be able to pass those skills down to them because they didn't know and you know, they weren't allowed to speak about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like actually perturbed about this. Like that's absolutely insane that these kids would be taken from their home because of their different culture and be taught like what you said, like Canadian culture, I guess, or
but what the big deal is here is that it's like it's the children of the people who were taken from their parents who are now trying to figure out how to move forward.
Right.
So there's a quote here. A lot of people said yes, you know, children. It's nice that they're getting
child being taken from. It's like, oh yeah, we take you away from your parents, and you're gonna go here, and we're gonna teach you our culture or
learn or get out. Like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Why were people so fucking?
But
I don't know, self-entitled. Like who makes you the person that says, yeah, no, what you think is wrong? I don't understand people are like that. Like who gave you the authority to tell me what's right and what's wrong when it comes to like my beliefs? Like I understand.
Yeah.
Like I fully support people believing in whatever they want to believe in, as long as you're not harming anyone. Like,
but the issue comes back to these people, right? They were ripped away by the Canadian government and Canada, of all countries in the world.
Yeah.
Who has, you know, we purport to be one of the champions of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that doesn't mean that shit didn't happen years ago. Like,
but,
yeah,
but it wasn't even now, that long ago. Yours and my parents were born in the 60s.
Yeah.
If we were Native, it could have happened to them.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. That long ago. It was not, we're not talking hundreds of years ago. We're talking about super recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just, It hurts me on the inside to think about it.
So is there, because you said Trudeau said something, like obviously like did like a formal apology or something about it. So is there some sort of, is there any like thing that's happening as a result of that? Like, are they doing something for these people? Or are they just...
There was a lawsuit, and there was a whole bunch of, pardon my camera moving, but there was a whole bunch of money paid to, like, as damages for a lot of these people. And I can't remember, was it last year or the year before? I don't remember 100%, but the fact that these people are talking about how, like, the next generation that isn't even born yet is going to be, like, they're still going to be messed up. Like, the cultural impact that that had on them. And again, in Canada, where we look at the United States and them ripping babies away from people coming across the border and think, that's horrific. Who would ever do that? Well, guess what? Until the 1960s, the Canadian government did that to the native people here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Re-educating their children.
Yeah.
Making them forget who they are. Juan Alberto, like, it was not a place of native Canadians.
Right. Okay. Holy shit.
Yeah. So it's absolutely nuts.
That's insane.
The First Nations people have been put through that.
Yeah.
By a government who, like, right now we're trying to lead the charge on like human rights and human like dignity, you know?
Yeah.
It's just nuts to me that where
It's hard to like pat yourself on the back for being forward thinking and being a great country when you've got, you know, skeletons in the closet like that. And not necessarily in the closet, but for me, definitely, because I had no fucking idea, which makes me a little bit angry. But maybe that's my own fault for not, you know. I don't know. I never was a history person. So for me, like, even whether it was Canadian or American history, whether it makes me a shitty person, it just was never my thing in school. So there could have been something about, I don't know, there could have been stuff about it. And I just never either read it or cared to. And that kind of makes me angry at myself, maybe. But there's just a lot of shit that goes on in this world. But like, things like that, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world that we don't even hear about.
And that's the scariest of all the parts.
Yeah. Like, there's things like I this shit that goes on, you know what I mean? Like, in our own country. It's crazy.
And that's the terrifying part, is that it's right here. It's not anywhere else here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope that this, maybe if any of you out there, if you've heard of this, like, please let us know. But I mean, I didn't hear of it, but I now will be aware of it. And I hope that, you know, now that this for me is out there, I would, you know, like to keep on top of it, and hopefully that it's something is done about it. I mean, like, something like that, money isn't going to fix that. I understand that you can't fix someone's mental, like,
that's the problem. It's like, the damage is done.
You can't fix stuff like that. Yeah. I get, you know, the people just kind of not efficient, say throw money at people for these situations, but it happens. And I get there's some sort of, you know, financial compensation there, but that's not going to help them. You know, they need some serious help to get through mentally what they went through or what their family went through and what their culture went through.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. I don't want to imagine. And it terrifies me to think about, to be honest.
Like, yeah. Imagine, but I mean, I hope it's something that kind of pushes us forward. Like, you know, own up to it. Like, here you go. We fucked up, and let's fix this as best you can. And, like, not do that maybe going forward. Let's, like, just try not to be a dick.
Right.
And how that shit, like, it's just how people at a certain point where they feel like they have some sort of fucking authority over everyone. That, like, oh, our way is the right way, and everyone needs to conform to that. Like, I don't understand how people get like that. Yep. Whether it's a power trip, whether it's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand that. Like, who gave you the fucking authority to push that on anyone? That's why, like I said, like I was saying earlier, I've had no issues with people believing in whatever they believe in, as long as you're not harming anyone, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever that might be. Just as long as you're, whatever you believe in is not hurting people, then do you. But, like, when it starts affecting people's lives and families and everything else, like,
and hurting people,
and actually hurting people. Yeah, like I have a hard time with that, and it makes me angry, like, that there's still stuff even today that goes on that, you know, there's a lot of things I don't discuss, like there's a lot of things I don't talk about, which religion would be one of them. Politics is also another one, which I don't talk about, just for the purpose of, it's just so, I find it so damaging, because people's beliefs pull people apart like that. Like, well, I just,
not just that, but like, I'm not educated enough to preach on those subjects, right? I don't know enough about politics to go, Justin Trudeau's the best, or Justin Trudeau sucks, and here's all of the exact reasons why, and
here's why,
right? Like, mm-hmm. I think he's done some good things. I think he's done some bad things. I think he's done some good things in a shady way. I think he's done some bad things, but from a good, like, he was trying to do a good thing with it. Like, I think it's way more complicated than the average Joe would be able to speak on. So,
well, I think that, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to be very thoroughly invested into something like that, whether it's politics or whatever, to be able to have some sort of educated opinion or thought. Like, if I was very interested in it, and I'm sure, you know, if you're interested in something like that, you have done your research and you know a lot of things. And I think that no matter what, any politician out there is going to do some shady fucking shit. Like, I can't imagine there's any one person out there that's in politics that would just have a clear sailing, did everything great. That's never going to fucking happen. Like, they don't have a shady background. Like, they don't, I don't know. Like, it's, that's never going to happen. In my eyes. I can't imagine. Like, to me, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, I don't even know why we got on this topic. It just kind of,
well,
the progression of our government.
Because the government was ripping children away from their parents. And that's happening today with the Trump government, and everybody in the world is like, that's not cool. And it's easy to forget that it wasn't that long ago that the Canadian government was doing something very similar. Okay, there weren't cages involved, but when you rip children away from their parents and essentially never plan to return them, that's in my opinion, just as bad. And it was happening until, like I said, the 1960s.
Yeah, that's just, it's crazy.
And you wonder,
absolutely crazy.
And people wonder why, I can't stop the video. What do you want?
Like,
what's up?
Pause the video.
I can't pause the video, babe. We're recording. This is live. So what do you need? Come here.
Well,
come here.
Like,
well, can't pause it. It's can't stop it. It's live.
Okay.
That's why,
okay.
I was hoping we could get through it all the way.
Okay.
But I knew better. I don't know why I even thought that. What's up?
So, there's a white Play-Doh and a white light fairy. And I wanted to make a light fairy with my Play-Doh, but I just don't know how.
Well, Papa does not know how either. I am not a good sculptor.
Wait. Papa.
What?
Maybe when you're done recording, we can do it together.
Yeah, maybe when I'm done, we can try and figure out how to make a light fairy out of your white Play-Doh.
Maybe I can make the wings and you can, like, make the body.
Okay, we can try that. I don't know how well it'll go. Again, Papa's not an artist.
I know.
So we'll try, okay?
I'm a little bit of an artist.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try it after, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Built in comic.
I'm a little bit of an artist.
That's our comic relief taken away from such a heavy subject. So that's good.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Amelia.
Can you pause the video? No, this is live. Like, No. Can you, like, pause it for a sec?
No, but, like, just pause it.
No, that's, like, no. It's just, she just doesn't get the concept of, like, live streaming. Whoops. So, anyway.
Oh, you cut out real hard. I didn't hear any of that, so.
Anyway, it's fine. I wasn't saying anything very important. All is well. Okay, let's
right, moving on. Let's move on.
Moving on. Have you anything you wish to discuss in the news this week, re children,
you know,
and or parenting?
Well, the only because this week was so busy with work, I honestly didn't sit down and, like, see. I didn't see much this week that kind of caught my eye. However, there was one thing. I didn't know if I wanted to really bring it up because it kind of just goes back to this like whole vaccination thing, but it's still very relevant, obviously, because of all the shit that's been going on, especially like in the States and this outbreak and all of these things or whatever, right? But the only thing I wanted to mention about it is that there was an actual article about an 18-year-old guy. His name's Ethan Lindenberger. And basically his mom didn't vaccinate him. And he, as soon as he turned 18, took it upon himself to figure out a way how to get himself vaccinated. So he basically was like, my mom didn't do this. I feel like I should be vaccinated. I've done my own research. I feel like what she believes in is not what I believe in. And I want to get vaccinated, and took it upon himself to
He wants to live. Vaccinated. Go figure, right?
Well, and he was just worried. He was like, it was funny because there was like a testimony that he gave in court and everything too. And I took a couple screenshots here, but I didn't get the full story. I just wanted to make sure that I had it. But he basically said, you know, I'm surprised I'm alive at this point. He's like, I'm shocked that I'm still here. I'm 18.
Yeah.
I made it somehow.
Barely.
And I guess there was a few things in that particular article. I mean, you can search it if you want to actually go read the article. But his name's Ethan Lindenberger. So if you're interested in reading that, by all means. But basically, he took it upon himself. I mean, I know that he has siblings too as well. So, and I assume that they are also not vaccinated. So, but it was kind of cool to see a child from a home like that where your parents, because they had the right or whatever to make that decision for you up until you are an adult. And so as soon as he became an adult, he took it upon himself to be like, that's fucked up. I'm going to get myself vaccinated.
There were two reported cases of the measles in Manitoba.
Yeah.
In Manitoba. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
get your fucking kids vaccinated.
I know.
Unless you don't give a shit about them. If you don't give a shit about them, then by all means, just let them die. You know.
It affects everyone else out there too, right?
There was that Lewis Black quote that I shared. I think I shared it on my own social media, not the parenting. But he said, if you're worried about the side effects of the vaccine, what about the side effect of measles, which is dying of fucking measles?
Exactly. Do you want to live or do you want to fucking die and you want to risk the lives of everyone else around you? What do you want?
And what's funny is these autism people. Oh, vaccines cause autism. No, they fucking don't. They don't. They don't. Yeah. They don't.
I know.
Can I say it any more clearly? They don't cause autism. Vaccines do not at all cause autism.
Yes.
Is there another, right. Is there a clearer way to say it?
I know. But it doesn't matter because there are those people out there, they read once that it may, and then that's all they needed. There's those people out there, that's all they needed to hear was that it might, and even though these things have been debunked and proven incorrect, it doesn't matter. These people get it in their brain and then that's it.
What it really comes back to is fuck Jenny McCarthy. But anyway, continue.
Listen, someone of that just... You, like I said before, using that shit, like their platform is for evil is basically all I see it as. But I didn't know if I wanted to bring that fucking up again because it just makes me so angry. I know that if you guys are just so over the vaccination shit, like I get it. I hear you. But
everyone's going to be over the vaccination shit when we're all dead.
Well, yeah. But even talking about it, it's just something that is so ridiculous. And the reason I just wanted to bring that up is because it's cool to see that there are kids that are growing up in these homes where they were taught or whatever about vaccinations and they weren't vaccinated, like this one particular kid, and he decided on his own, was like, yeah, I did my own research and I think that you're full of shit, so I'm gonna go get myself vaccinated,
right?
Which I mean, I didn't even know was a thing when I think about it. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know that if you weren't as a child vaccinated, like how you go about getting vaccinated as an adult. Like, do you just say go and get the vaccinations that you never had, like, because you're supposed to have them at certain, like, I think, yeah, developmental parts in your life.
It's different as an adult. It's not at all the same. But it's better than doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then being a potential carrier for one of those diseases.
Yeah, I mean, like, the article itself, you know, it said he got in a few shots and then he was on, you know, obviously not going to do everything all at once, but he was you know, on, and doing the process of it. So I think it's just kind of crazy that there's at least for those kids who may not be vaccinated, if you survive till you're 18 somehow, there are ways to go and get yourself vaccinated if you choose to. Like, if that's your choice, if you grow up and you're like, hey, you know what, that's fucking crazy, I'm going to go do this. There's options, which I didn't know that there was. So I think that's cool. Like, I mean, obviously, like I said, like you already said, it's not the same as when you're a kid kind of vaccinations, but it's something. It's, you know, try and protect yourself and other people around you.
Yep.
Being an adult, making decisions.
Tell me about it.
Holy shit.
Anyway, it frustrates me. Let's move on. Do you have some top tweets for us this week there, KDG?
Shit, we're just flying through this today.
We are. It feels like it's just soaring.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I
was actually like deleting files and stuff from my hard drive because we were running out of space because I didn't do it beforehand because I'm simple.
Good job. Good fucking job.
Don't judge me. I'm doing the best I can.
So I do have a Ryan Reynolds tweet for you. What?
I said I'm doing the best I can, okay?
Okay. I do have a Ryan Reynolds tweet for you today. So
do
we'll
you?
End with that one.
Okay.
Here's one for you. So this is from at Rebecca Caprera. I botch these names sometimes. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes? I don't think you've gotten one right.
You know what?
Except Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I got that one down. This one says, two-year-old referred to her coat pockets as snack holes, and that is what I will forever call them.
I've actually seen that tweet, and I agree wholeheartedly.
I love that.
I think that's great. It's
100%.
Just funny how like the kid's mind works. It's like, this is what this is, because it's what I use it for. And as you said before,
totally.
When you were talking about the kid painting the thing, like, kids are very literal. It's like, well, it's for my snacks, so it's a snack
about
hole.
That. Yes, you know what? That's one thing I mentioned earlier that I had a story about that. So, tweets. I just wanted to quickly say. So, a friend of mine that I work with, Shauna, she's got two daughters. One is 10, and the other one just turned 8. So, her younger daughter decided that she was going to do a portrait of her mother, and so she's like, I have the picture of it, and she gave me permission to put it up, so I will. So, if you want to check out our Facebook page, I will put it up there. Basically, she did this portrait, and she was very literal when she was, you know, the details in it. So basically, she put in all the lines on her face. She had a pimple that day, so there was a nice pimple red color on her face. And then proceeded to, she showed her mom the end of the picture, and she was like, Morgan, why did you draw, like, what's going on here in the boob area? And she was like, oh, that you, I drew your, the outline of your boobies. Because Shauna was not wearing a bra at the time. She literally drew everything that she saw, and it was a fantastic picture. So we died laughing over it yesterday. So I will put that up on our Facebook page like tomorrow sometime.
Oh, I wish you had sent it to me ahead of time. I would have put it up right here on the screen, right in the middle.
I know. I never thought that. It was my bad. So, but it'll be up there if you want to go check it out. And if you have, what I wanted to do is that if whoever's listening to this, if you have any pictures that your kids drew of you or drew of anything that turned out hilarious, I want to fucking see that shit.
Absolutely.
That stuff
Absolutely.
Makes me laugh so much. I see it.
I'm going to take a picture
of this.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard earlier, but Amelia and I apparently are going to try and build a light fury out of Play-Doh.
Yes. And I want to see that.
Did you hear that? I don't know if you heard that. She's listening. She goes, it's Toothless's new girlfriend from Dragons 3.
Love it. I can't wait to see it.
I'll take a picture. I guarantee it will not look anything like it's supposed to, because I am not good at Play-Doh. I am not. I'm not good at art on that.
You're not a sculptor.
I'm not an artist.
Okay.
I can't draw. I can't do like sculpting. I can't. I don't have the vision or
you just
the
don't have
patience.
That gene.
Yeah
I hear you. Okay, so back to our top tweets.
We were doing that.
I've got another one for you. Yeah, I know, right? Sidetracked. So this one is from at bent Bentev, so B-E-N-T-E-V, 28. He tweeted, my four-year-old has recently taken up cursing. Yesterday, he referred to bedtime as a fucking crisis. Yep.
Fair enough. It's a crisis on both sides.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I don't like the What's cursing that? Part of it, but it's absolutely a crisis. I think the kid leave the F-bomb out is what I was trying to say. Like, drop it from speech, not drop the F-bomb.
Yes.
I'm going to drink some more caffeine and get loaded here.
I know, right? Well, piggybacking on that, I'm going to do one more, and then I'm going to do the Ryan Reynolds tweet. So, because it comes down to, you know, just saying things around your kids and the things that they pick up and say. So this one is from at Henpecked Hal, and he tweeted, you can say please and thank you a million times around your toddler, but they'll never repeat it. But if you say ass-faced motherfucker once, ..
Yep.
I'm like, right? Like, you can say all these things around your fucking kids, and like the one time you curse or the one time you say something, and that's the thing they're going to repeat. It's so infuriating.
I love that my daughter corrects me. That's what I love. I'll be in the car. I'll be driving along. Some guy will cut me off without using his blinker. And if he had put his blinker on, I would have backed up and let him in. But he just jams his car into this tiny space without any warning. Like, right. Come on. Like, I would have let you in had you used your blinker like a normal human.
Right.
Anyway.
That's what they're there for. I don't know if people know that, but the little, you click up and it turns right and you click down, you go left. It's pretty simple.
So anyway, so he cuts right over and I go, isn't that why you have a fucking blinker? And Amelia's in the back seat going, Papa, that's not a very nice word. And I'm like, oh, right, you're here. Ah! But she corrects me. So I'm lucky on that front. She's not going to go repeating those things because she knows they're not right. And she's helping me try and drop them from my vocabulary.
Love that. She's just trying to make you a better person. That's all.
She's in there just... We're going to do a little bit of teamwork. We're going to be the light fury together. She's still going. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds, hey, bring him on.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, okay, we're going to take it home. So I don't need to read out his handle because it's Ryan fucking Reynolds. So his tweet nice word, said... Katie. What's that?
So it's not a very nice word, Katie.
Oh. He said... I can't hear. You repeated it, and I still can't. I didn't hear what you said, so I'm just going to move on.
Oh, fair.
Because it just cut out completely. I'm like, I can't hear it.
Yay!
So.
Technical difficulties.
Okay. I know, right? It was fine in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, like halfway through, it started getting choppy again.
Yeah,
so.
Because my computer was running out of space, and so I was literally deleting files and emptying the recycle bin so that we would have space to record the rest of the video. Because I didn't do
all
it
right,
beforehand.
Note to self for next time. We'll clean that shit up before
forgot to.
Yeah, all good. Okay, final tweet. Ryan Reynolds. If my daughter proves that she can take care of the fire ants I got here, we'll get her a damn kitten. There you go. Ryan Reynolds for the win.
Yeah, that's... he's such a weirdo. I love him.
He's the best. I was like scrolling through his tweets, like his feed, and he's fucking hilarious. Like,
that,
I love him.
That feud between him why am I blanking? Wolverine. Hugh Jackman. Oh my goodness. Between him and Hugh Jackman, that feud they have.
Oh. Yeah.
It's so funny. And then they like called a truce and made a commercial for each other's company. Did you see that video?
Oh, I missed that. No, I did not see that.
Oh, it's funny. It's so funny.
Oh
man.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
You definitely Come check on, it now. Out. And it's cause like Ryan Reynolds makes this like really nice video for the coffee company that Hugh Jackman owns, and Ryan Reynolds owns Aviator Gin. It's a gin company, and so they each make a commercial for the other one's company because they called a truce. It's real good. Go watch it.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that. I'll find it.
Ryan Reynolds.
I'm going to use the interweb and find that.
Yeah, do that. So anyway, we're done for the day. Share your pictures.
That's a wrap.
Any of those kid pictures that they've drawn of you, of other things, of whatever. If they're just too sweet to not share, share them with us. We would love that. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform for the audio version, which is usually a little better quality sound-wise, but you don't get the advantage of seeing our really interesting, weird faces.
Adorable faces.
For sure.
I mean, I'm going with adorable, but whatever. Your beard's much nicer than mine.
My beard has come in much better than yours.
Yeah, it's much thicker.
But your hair might be better.
I mean, mine is definitely a little longer.
True. So, thanks guys for listening. We will check in with you next week. I haven't uploaded the video from last week. The audio is available, obviously, on our podcast, all the regular spots. But I haven't uploaded the video. Yes. I was having some issues because last week...
Yeah, we had major technical issues last week.
Last week was really bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, so I'm going to finish editing up that. I'll put it up, and I'll put this one up. This will be up tomorrow morning.
Yay.
Yeah. So
come check us out. Send us fun things.
Yes.
And thanks for listening if you've made it this far.
Yeah.
Always appreciated.
No kidding. All right. So we'll see you later, guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.